Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, November 14th. And today the Smolensk Disaster Commemorative Committee marks Polish independence with Holy Mass at St. John Kęcz's Parish. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Czerwone Gitary and this soldier song dedicated to those heroes of the Warsaw Uprising. Deszcz jesienny deszcz. The autumn rain sings a sad song to the soldiers far from home. In the news from Poland, the mounting migrant crisis that has been engineered by Belarus on its border with Poland is designed to destabilize the whole of the European Union, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said. He made the statement during a news conference in Warsaw after a meeting with European Council President Charles Michel. The two met in the Polish capital to discuss a growing migrant and humanitarian crisis, as Poland's eastern border remained under pressure from migrants arriving in Belarus from the Middle East and other countries outside Europe. The events of recent days represent a test for Poland and a test for Europe, Morawiecki said. We realize the situation may get worse as Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and his principals employ ever new methods of provocation. From a distance, the events taking place on the Polish-Belarusian border may look like a migrant crisis, but it is in fact a political crisis designed to destabilize the European Union, Morawiecki told reporters. Morawiecki said the circumstances called for a shared response with the EU, adding that Michel was fully aware of this necessity. He told reporters that the EU should block flights to Belarus from the Middle East to stem the flow of migrants seeking to enter the EU through its eastern external border. Today, we must step up our pressure through adequate sanctions to make the Belarus regime stop sending the migrants across the EU frontier, Morawiecki said. He told the news conference, "What we are dealing with on the Polish-Belarusian border is a case of state terrorism, as well as Alexander Lukashenko's quiet revenge for our support of the Belarusian people and democracy during last year's elections. Today, we are defending the Polish-Belarusian border, but we are also protecting NATO's eastern flank and the eastern border of the EU, because obviously Alexander Lukashenko is seeking to destabilize the whole of Europe," Morawiecki said. "I'm glad that the entire European Union and NATO are speaking with one voice," he added. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side, from the art world, The Time of Caravaggio is the title of an exhibition that has just opened at the Royal Castle in Warsaw. The focal point of the display is Caravaggio's work, Boy Bitten by a Lizard. During the end of the 16th century, it is considered to be one of the masterpieces of the artist's early period. It's notable for its highly naturalistic treatment of detail and astonishing handling of light that convincingly capture the moment when, bitten by a lizard, the frightened youth suddenly withdraws his arm. The exhibition includes over 40 paintings by Caravaggio's followers and artists who throughout the 17th century remained under the influence of his original style. The works come from the collection of Roberto Longhi, an Italian art historian and curator who died in 1970. The exhibition runs until February 10th. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Polish Word of the Day and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, here at WWDB 860 AM. Święto Narodowe Niepodległości, National Independence Day, is in Poland celebrated on the 11th of November to commemorate the anniversary of the restoration of Poland's sovereignty as the Second Polish Republic in 1918 after 123 years of partition by the Russian Empire, the Kingdom of Prussia, and the Habsburg Empire. It is a non-working day in Poland. The restoration of Poland's independence was gradual. The 11th of November date chosen is the one on which Józef Piłsudski assumed control of Poland. The holiday was constituted in 1937 and was celebrated only twice before World War II. After the war, the communist authorities of the People's Republic removed Independence Day from the calendar, though regaining independence continued to be celebrated informally on the 11th of November. As Poland emerged from Soviet-influenced communism in 1989, the original holiday on its original November 11th date was restored. The date corresponds to the date of other countries' Remembrance Day, Armistice Day, or Veterans Day. All of these holidays and Polish Independence Day are indirectly related because they all emerged from the circumstances at the end of World War I. In other countries, holidays were established in the spirit of grief and horror at the enormous human cost of the war, and they marked the sacrifices of those who fought. For Poland, however, the tragedy of the war was tempered by what had been accomplished at its end, the restoration of a sovereign Polish state that had been lost entirely in the partitions of Poland after 123 years of struggle. The Polish holiday is therefore simultaneously a celebration of the reemergence of a Polish state and a commemoration of those who fought for it. And let's pause here for this patriotic song, Ojczyzno Ma, My Homeland.
Oh,
Continuing in the cultural corner with Polish Independence Day. Crucial to restoring independence was the defeat in the war of all three of the occupying powers. Russia was plunged into the confusion of revolution and civil war. Austria-Hungary disintegrated and went into decline, and the German Reich bowed to pressure from the forces of the Entente. For Poles, this was a unique opportunity to reclaim their independence. Following the defeat of the occupying forces, the Poles seized military and civil power, building the foundations of their future state. On October 28, 1918, the Polish Liquidation Commission was formed in Kraków. The commission seized power from the Austrians in Galicia and Chechen Śląsk. A few days later, they succeeded in disarming the Austrian forces using members of the secret Polish military organization, as well as legionnaires and young people. On the nights of the 6th and 7th of November, the Provisional Government of the People's Republic of Poland was formed in Lublin under the supervision of Ignacy Daszyński. The government was made up of representatives from the Polish Socialist Party, the Polish Social Democratic Party, and the Polish People's Party, Wyzwolenie, Liberation. At the same time, the government troops disarmed the occupying forces in Lubelszczyzna and Kielczyzna. It was at this point that the country's future head of state, Józef Piłsudski, returned to Poland after incarceration by the Germans. His November 10th arrival in Warsaw was enthusiastically met by the population of the capital and saw the mass disarmament of the occupying forces across the whole of Poland. Piłsudski assumed authority on the 11th of November, forming a new centralized government and soon calling for parliamentary elections. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with Rota, the Oath. Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adjective for sweet, słodki. Repeat after me, słodki. And here's an example sentence. Zdobył jej serce słodkimi słówkami. He won her heart with his sweet talk. So remember to practice słodki and practice that sweet talk.
Sing along with me and you will see much fun it can be to learn some Polish together.
Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj! Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia at the Associated Polish Home. We thank you for a successful summer session in our outdoor beer garden. Check out the website for upcoming events and activities, polishhome.com. And the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia invites you to Christmas Gala 2021 at the Saturday evening, December 4th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Cocktails, an elegant buffet, music by the Rick Gazda Orchestra, and presentation of scholarship awardees. For information and reservations, contact the president, Marie Hainosz, 215-487-0221. I repeat, 215-487-0221. Like to sing? Join the first place winning Marcela Kochańska-Sembrych female chorus who make their home at the Associated Polish Home. Currently, the chorus is rehearsing Kolendy, and who doesn't love to sing Kolendy, our beloved Polish Christmas carols? Interested in joining the chorus? Phone Dolores 215-633-0560. And by the way, singing's good aerobic exercise too. Sing on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home under the direction of the talented David Zagórski. And the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites you to the next lecture in the series next Sunday, November 21st at 3 p.m. The topic, Monotheistic Religions of the World. All lectures in the Polish language at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. And as Mike Vito signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to the late Zbigniew Wodecki and this traditional soldier your song, O Mój Rozmarynie. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.
O mój rozmarynie, rozwijaj się. O mój rozmarynie, rozwijaj się. Pójdę do dziewczyny, pójdę do jedynej, zapytam się. Pójdę do dziewczyny, pójdę do jedynej, zapytam się. a jak mi odpowie, nie kocham cię. A jak mi odpowie, nie kocham cię. U łani werbują, strzelcy maszerują, zaciągnę cię. U łani werbują, strzelcy maszerują, zaciągnę się. Dadzą mi konika cisawego, dadzą mi konika cisawego, i ostrą szabelkę, i ostrą szabelkę do kamyło, i ostrą szabelkę, i ostrą szabelkę do boku. Dadzą mi manierkę z gorzałczyną, dadzą mi manierkę z gorzałczyną, ażebym nie tęsknił, ażebym nie tęsknił za dziewczyną, ażebym nie tęsknił, ażebym nie tęsknił za dziewczyną. Rozmarynie, rozwijaj się. O mój rozmarynie, rozwijaj się. Pójdę do dziewczyny, pójdę do jedynej, zapytam się. Pójdę do dziewczyny, pójdę do jedynej, zapytam się. A jak mi odpowie, nie kocham cię. A jak mi odpowie, nie kocham cię.